T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The flagship station for your Boston Red Sox.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of Mego and Hart is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
We are right back to it.
Mego and Hart
on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Megan Ottolini here with Andy Hart, who just threw his headphones on. I think he's looking at pictures of his dog on his phone.
Maybe. A little bow.
Let's get into the divisional round.
Okay, let's go.
Because the wild card round sucked for the most part.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was not a good argument for having those seventh seeds in because wasn't it was super. Really boring football. But we got a good slate of games coming up, starting with Bengals-Titans. So, who is your chief rooting interest going into this divisional round weekend?
My chief rooting interest overall, any of the four games?
What are you most interested in out of these four games, and who are you rooting for?
Well, I am certainly rooting for Joe Burrow. I've developed a little bit of a man crush on Joe Burrow.
I know. He came on the television behind me, and you walked up to the television to just stare at him walking into the stadium, is how infatuated you are with Burrow.
Don't you? I know we always, like, he has it. He's got charisma.
He's got swag.
What is swag? He had it at LSU. He's already showing he has it in the NFL. And I'm also rooting for Josh Allen. We can get into that a little bit because I know a lot of Patriots fans are rooting for.
People are not going to like
anybody
that.
Else but Josh Allen. And I have this theory. If I get killed and embarrassed, don't I want to get embarrassed by the best team in football? I want them to win the Super Bowl. I want them to blow through everybody else. I also love the idea of developing new quarterbacks. And if I could get a Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, AFC title game, Buffalo, Cincinnati, teams that were sort of out of the hierarchy of the NFL for a couple decades, that's good for business. That's good for fun. That's good for
moving
forward.
Are you worried about the business of the NFL over here?
You know, we're kind of tied into it a little bit.
Worried about their financial standing?
I think
they're going to be okay.
Look at crypto. Things can change quickly.
I don't even know what that means. It is exciting,
now,
though,
who's the old
to
one,
see.
Stiz?
Big sale on Bitcoin right now.
Oh, God.
It's Stiz plummeting.
Woke up for that.
Was down like 20-something percent last night.
To see the next generation of quarterbacks coming up, though, as the Burrows, the Allens, I agree with you. That's a great storyline. I am most interested in whether Jimmy G can advance because I don't think that he comes back with San Francisco next year. So I'm curious to see if he and Shanahan can get through to the next round, get past the Packers, because it feels like the Packers are destined for the Super Bowl this
yes,
year.
Yes, it certainly feels like it's the Packers'
especially
year.
With the S show that is Aaron Rodgers and any dealing that he has in public or with the media or anything, it feels like they will be there 100% just to spite all of that and everybody being so annoyed and pissed off with Aaron Rodgers.
He added to that this week where he spoke with an ESPN reporter who did a feature, and part of the story was why would he speak with him when Rodgers said, well, I felt like you were going to do a hit piece on me, so I figured you might as well talk to me before you write your little hit piece. So he still has his thing where it's him against the world and he's fighting everybody, including at
he's
times
making
his own
it increasingly him against the world.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. But sometimes
I mean,
that works.
He's picking some of these fights.
Sometimes that works. And if he's motivated, if it gets him to the place he needs to be, certainly he was motivated by Jordan Love. You bring up Jimmy Garoppolo, who motivated Tom Brady
right.
way back when. The Jordan Love thing has motivated Aaron Rodgers in weird ways. It's messed with him emotionally, and but he's motivated. He's played phenomenal football, could win back-to-back MVPs. It feels like their year. Now, there is a part of me that, remember the dream of Patriots-Bucks when everybody thought the Patriots and the Bucks were legitimate Super Bowl
that
contenders?
That was like for a week when it they were the top-seeded team. Everybody was saying,
football
what
outsiders had it, yeah.
Super Bowl.
Okay.
Julian Edelman put a $1,000 bet on it.
That wasn't great money.
Or was it $100,000?
It was $100,000. Yeah. It was kind of fake, I think, through WinBet and all those people. But Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo would be a fun week if we saw those. And I like you. I would love
to. Oh, thank you.
No. Jimmy Garoppolo, I've always enjoyed. He was super nice when he came through New England. I'm rooting for him because I think Shanahan has treated him like absolute dog crap. And if he goes to or wins the Super Bowl, that's going to make Shanahan's life hard because you just traded three first-round picks for Trey freaking Lance. Oh, but Jimmy took us to the Super Bowl, or Jimmy, God forbid, wins a Super Bowl.
And playing, especially if he does it playing through these injuries that he reportedly is playing through, which has been his whole career.
Yeah,
to be
he's
fair.
Always banged up. That is one thing. But I'm all for him making Shanahan's life difficult and ruining Shanahan's life by actually winning the Super
Bowl.
What
do you have against Shanahan?
He's a dink. I think he's an egomaniac dink. And I've never cared for him, never liked his attitude. Ugh, rubs me the wrong way. But I also root against Tom Brady. And that's why.
Okay, so
known.
Let's move on to Rams Bucks. Before we get
Aaron
to
Donald, baby.
Before we get to what would a Bucks 49ers game look like, and Brady has his own axe to grind against the Niners for reportedly, you know, possibly passing on Brady when he was leaving New England and he shipped down to Tampa. Number four Rams at number two Bucks. Who do you have in this game, and where does your interest lie?
Well, my interest lies in seeing Aaron Donald. You know, the old cliche, best way to get to guys like Tom Brady is up the middle, and the best guy at getting to any quarterback up the middle is Aaron Donald, maybe in the history of the game.
It's a bad matchup for them.
I'm rooting for the Rams, and I don't know what I think of Matthew Stafford. Is he likable or not likable?
He is so vanilla.
Yeah, but
he's not even vanilla bean ice cream. He's just straight
like
vanilla.
He's
like vanilla extract.
So I don't know whether I root for him, don't root for him, but I'm rooting for the Rams because I'm more rooting against Brady. I'm a Brady hater. People have labeled me a Brady hater, so I'm a Brady hater.
But you're reneging on what you just said because you said that you want the Niners Brady of it all.
I could sell myself on that story, but I can also sell myself on just hooking my wagon to Jimmy Garoppolo and hoping they beat the Rams and go to the Super Bowl and that whole storyline, the NFC West, although the 49ers have dominated the Rams recently. I don't know if I'd want to see Packers, Rams. I don't know about that matchup. So there's a lot of storylines.
You brought up Josh Allen.
Yes.
Number three Bills at number two Chiefs.
Yes.
You want the Bills to win simply because if you went down in such a piss poor fashion last Saturday, at least you went down to the very
best.
You
lose to the best.
That's what you're.
Yeah, why not? If you get embarrassed.
It takes the sting out of it a little bit.
You know, because the team to beat all year has been Kansas City. Mahomes, Kansas City, whatever their struggles were early, they're the team to beat. And if the Bills go out and beat them and then go on to go to or win the Super Bowl and continue to roll and build this Josh Allen kind of legend or whatever it is. Now it doesn't feel. But what if Josh Allen goes out and throws three picks and they just wah, 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 sad
then
trombone.
Then it really makes you look in the mirror and say, are we a pile of crap?
And do you want that?
No, I don't want to do that
at
all.
So how about Josh Allen goes and rolls? He wins a 48-44 shootout over Patrick Mahomes. And then he goes against Joe Burrow. And then he goes to the Super Bowl and it's rolling, baby.
All right. Well, we've said where most of our allegiances are. I'm going to get to this last call very quickly. Jim in the truck. Jim, you're on with Andy and Mego.
Hey, if you don't mind, I'd like to take a moment before I get to my point and just say, Andy, can you answer a question for me? In all honesty, why do we not have more Andy Hart on the radio?
I believe that's above my pay grade. First of all, I've been on the radio 5 times this week. You just got to know when to listen. It's hard to find me sometimes. But yes.
Yeah, you need a regular spot.
Okay, well,
I agree. Send
a message in to our new program director or whatever Ken Laird's title is. Tell Ken Laird.
Okay, because I was worried that it was an Andy thing. I don't want to do it much more than it was an EEI thing. We don't want to have it.
Yeah, well, I do have a weird setup right now where I still write columns and do things for WEEI.com. I have split bosses, but yeah, if you want to promote me to a better slot, a better paycheck, feel free to call Ken Laird.
Okay, man. And Mego, thank you. I love listening to the both of you on the weekends. I don't want to get into the Coco versus Mego debate, but
no debate. Coco is awesome, but you did want to get to the Patriots defense, correct?
Yeah, I think it's a complete overhaul. I think even there's places on the line where we need to change all of our linebackers, including Van Noy, even though he was the best linebacker we had this year.
Yep.
I want him gone. I think, you know, I don't even really like Phillips or Uche, or I just don't. I think it's time for a complete and utter overhaul of our defense. When you allow the Buffalo Bills in 8 quarters to not have to punt, I have a problem with every single position on that side of the ball.
Thank you, Jim. He raises a fair point.
He raises a great – I do think it's a systematic problem on defense, like the whole thing, top, bottom, front, back, left, right. I don't know if I would include, say, Adrian Phillips in there. Kyle Duggar, when he's not playing with a club on his hand, I think is an ascending talent who's part of the solution, not necessarily part of the problem. Matt Judon's the interesting one. Like, Matt Judon...
What happened with Matthew Judon is going to be the question. Is it just the ribs? Because he told us in his Zoom in the last week that we had with the Patriots,
yep,
leading up to that Bills game, he did indicate that there was something going... that he had been battling something going on with his ribs. Was it just the injury for the fall off of that production, or is there something else that was going on there?
I think we overrated him. I mean, he had been a Pro Bowl caliber 9-sack guy for the Ravens. That's like consistently the last couple of years. And then he was a sack a game guy. So he was on that pace, and you're doing the math, and it's like, wow, he's going to set the Patriots single season record. Oh my God, he could challenge the NFL record. He could be a 20-sack guy. I don't know if it was sustainable. I don't know if maybe he was playing above his head a little bit, and then you mix in an injury. And then there was also the issue of he was rushing a lot and kind of getting behind the quarterback, giving up running lanes for quarterbacks.
You absolutely cannot do against Josh Allen, because he torched you.
You can't do against Josh Allen, and you can't do for Bill Belichick. It's kind of a cardinal sin that the guys like Ninkovich and these guys that have come through here over the years will tell you, like, that's not okay on any level. I don't care if you're getting a sack, if you're also giving up a 20-yard run on the next play, that's a net loss for us. That's not allowed. But I think he's key. You know, the caller brings up, who are you building around? Judon, right?
Judon, absolutely. Phillips.
Phillips just signed an extension.
To a very team-friendly extension.
Duggar, he's in year three.
J.C. Jackson, you tag. You have to tag.
If you tag him.
So that's
what I would say right there. Christian Barmore.
Yes, yes.
So those are probably the rest is...
Who was also injured in that final game.
Yes, and that's part of this story, the injuries. They may not be as good. B, some of the guys that were on the field were injured, banged up, not playing at their best level. You're already undermanned. That's a bad combination. Good offense on the other side. But I would say those guys right there, those are kind of your build-around guys. Everyone else, we'll see. You're vying for your job. You're competing. We'll see if we can get better. Can we bring someone else in who can do the job better? And that means there's a lot of jobs up for grabs and a lot of questions for this defense.
All right, we'll get to the divisional round coverage at 3:30, but we're going to pick a few more nits after this break. First, we got a trend.
Your home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics lost to the Damian Lillard-less Trailblazers 109-105. The Celtics were up by 11 with 7 minutes to go, and the Blazers ended the game on a 20-5 run. The Cs are off until Sunday when they head to the nation's capital to play the Wizards. The Bruins are hosting the Winnipeg Jets. That game just got underway. Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy said forward Brad Marchand is feeling a lot better, could take part in this afternoon's game against the Jets. Tuukka Rask is started in net. The NFL announced they will stop testing unvaccinated players daily and will only be tested if they are showing symptoms and are selected for the random testing. The NFL playoff divisional round starts today with the Bengals visiting the Titans at 4:30 and the Packers hosting the 49ers at 8:15. You can hear both those games right here on 93.7 WEEI. Coverage starts at 3:30. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are right back to it.
Mego and Hart
on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Andy's dancing.
I like Stizz's stuff.
Thank you.
Dancing with the dizzy bat.
Yeah. Makes me feel good. And I don't need to drink out of a bat to feel good. It's natural. It's the
Por qué no las dos.
Excuse me?
Por qué no las dos. Like the music and do a little dizzy bat.
Por qué no las dos.
Speaking Spanish.
I thought that. Yes. Now, I speak a little. No, I don't really speak Spanish.
Wait.
I took Spanish.
What is your accent like, Andy?
No.
I'm so excited.
What do you mean?
Say something.
What do you
say
want me to
something
say?
About football in Spanish.
Football americano es mi deporte favorito.
Ooh, that's actually pretty
good.
Did
I nail that?
That was pretty good.
Why did your voice go up like an octave when you spoke Spanish? Do another one.
I feel like I'm being like made into a clown right
yes.
now.
Yes. Oh,
dance,
no.
Monkey!
Oh,
make
this,
me laugh!
This is the first you time you felt that way?
Maybe. I don't know. I took Spanish in high school and college.
How do you remember it? I'm terrible at languages.
I don't think I'm great at it, but I screw around with it a lot.
I have a hard enough time speaking English.
We've noticed. Yeah. We've noticed over the first 2+ hours of this show. But you don't. You should. You don't like knowing a second language.
No,
even
I
just
would
to dabble?
Love to. I'm just really like my brain. Whatever it takes to pick up the language, I'm very poor at.
Feels like an excuse.
Yeah, I'm also lazy. So
I think we've gotten to the root problem. We can talk about the Patriots coaching or admit they don't have good enough players on defense. You can say, my brain doesn't learn language. You're lazy. You don't want to learn a language.
I like that impersonation of me. Sounded a little bit like when you speak Spanish.
Okay.
So we talked a little bit about Mac Jones's development in the offseason, what he can do physically. I'm more interested in, as you said, the mental development. And you don't believe this Mike Florio report that the Raiders are reportedly possibly considering bringing Josh McDaniels on board out there in Vegas. What would that do to Mac Jones? Because I think it would have a serious impact on his development. Josh McDaniels has been the little, at times, devil and angel on his shoulder since he got to New England, whispering in his ear nonstop, sitting with him on the bench as Mac looks at his own breath in the cold weather.
Yeah, I think it would be less than ideal. I'm a big believer changes are bad, especially when you're having success early on, development.
Continuity is key.
Josh Allen, I think, is going to lose Brian Daboll, and I think that's a challenge for him moving forward. And he's an MVP caliber quarterback
already. But he's already done so much development over the last 2 years that he can carry that through. Mac, has just been too short to lose McDaniels.
And the question is, what results? For both players, really. But for Mac, what do you get Brian Daboll? Do you get Bill O'Brien? Do you bring him back in? So everything Mac is doing will stay the same. The personality, the voice will change, and they are very different. Josh McDaniels and Bill O'Brien are very different. Bill O'Brien can be fiery, can be like that will be a different dynamic for Mac to learn. But the good thing is I don't believe he'll have to learn new playbook, new system, new terminology, anything of that. It'll be the coach, how he teaches, what he looks for. It'll be that interpersonal relationship.
The intangible stuff.
Yeah, I think the actual job he's asked to do and how he's asked to do it will remain the same. But if it's not Bill O'Brien and now it's not somebody who's familiar with the Patriots or let's just say I don't think there is an internal candidate. I think Nick Caley, the tight ends coach, might be the most likely, and I don't really think he's all that palatable a candidate. So
what makes you say that?
The negative or the positive? Why he's a candidate?
You said he's not palatable.
I think you talk about young and unproven, and it would be a massive jump. And a massive jump for him, in my opinion, puts more pressure on Mac. Make Mac job harder all the way around.
Make Mac job harder.
It does. And whereas if it's Billy O'Brien, you know he's succeeded in the NFL at multiple stops.
He's been there before.
Calls plays. He's comfortable. There are certain things he can handle. That doesn't mean it'll be perfect. There'll be some changes. Whereas Nick Caley, it's like now Mac is the veteran. Now Mac is the one who knows more. It would be a strange situation.
I'm shaking my head because you don't want Mac to have to come in and be a veteran next year.
No. The growth is fine.
I know by definition he will be because he has a year under his belt. I'm not that big of an idiot. But he's still going through the very early stages of quarterback development.
Right.
And to have somebody who can shepherd him through that sophomore season is going to be key.
You know what would be interesting? We see this everywhere now where unproven ex-players are becoming coaches and Josh McCown wants to be a head coach.
We were just talking about it with Gerard Mayo.
But in a weird way, let's just say Josh leaves, Bill O'Brien's not available.
Mm-hmm.
Would you freak out if the Patriots coaching staff comes out next summer and Brian Hoyer.
I knew you were going to go here.
Has a headset on and he's calling plays. He's not the coordinator. They won't make him the coordinator. It'll be whatever. And Bill will have to take on a much bigger role. But would that be the worst thing in the world? Because we know, how many times has Mac said, Brian told me this, Brian told me that. I leaned on Brian. Kellen Moore, that's what he did basically.
Right.
He went from Dak Prescott's backup to Dak Prescott's play caller. Would that be the worst thing in the world? It'd probably be better for Mac.
If you're buying into what you said, that it's important to have somebody who understands the way that things are done in Foxborough and have the closest thing to continuity that you can have, if it's not Bill O'Brien, if it's not Josh McDaniels, if you keep it within the family, yes, that's a positive. I'm not sure, though, that I want somebody with zero coaching experience taking over as that much responsibility for Mac.
Well,
because what we're really talking about is who's going to be developing Mac. And you look at what happened in Buffalo and the impact that person can have on a quarterback so early in their career. I'm not sure I want to put that in Brian Hoyer's hands. That's not against him. It's just because there's not the experience. I know that he, as a player, was supposed to have some quasi,
guidance. Hasn't he been coaching this year? He's been a coach this year. He probably coached last year. He's probably teaching Cam the playbook throughout the season. Coaching for two seasons.
And how did that go?
Not great.
Andy?
Not great. But don't blame the teacher on that one. That may have been on the pupil. Cam Newton.
I don't know about that.
Or however you say it.
Well, we've got a whole... Yeah. Let's not... All right. We'll
finish where we started.
Look at that. All right, divisional games coming up. We have your coverage on WEEI. This has been Megan Ottolini with Andy Hart. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday afternoon with us, and enjoy the games.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.